Welcome back! Previously on the Heroes of Helios, our Daffy Degenerate slayed the warband responsible for the wrecked ferry and the missing passengers. Our young cleric finally landed the killing blow to their leader, and Bobo finally called him Vitos. This time, will they find compassion, savagery, more sacred flame? Will Vitos learn that the Rod of Healing doesn't work if you're just meleeing people with it? Find out now as the Articulate Knoll presents Heroes of Helios!
All right,
so to the cave, guys.
Hang on. Nice job, Vitos. I'm proud of you. You did well there.
Thanks, Bobo.
Now go to the fucking cave and stop saying weird shit.
All right, do we see anything else? Any other movement?
You do not see anything else.
Hey, can we go ahead and cut this guy's head off? I mean, I don't know how gnolls work, but I'd feel better if his head was not on his body.
Oh, I'll do that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Put it in my Devastar.
Well, we have to carry it all the way back over there. I'll just carry it with me for now.
Okay. But it's going to end up in Devastar.
So I sling my longsword down. I decapitate him. I look at his dripping gore of a skull, and I tie it on my belt. And then I pat it like a good puppy.
Okay. So a gnoll's head is probably about beach ball sized.
I have a thick belt.
That's fine.
Honestly, so I thought you were going to shove your hand in there and just make them talk.
Please add one gnoll head to your inventory.
Sweet.
Gnoll sentinel head.
Will you make a note of that?
Of course. Thank
you. I do want to look at the poor gentleman laying on the ground.
Oh, yeah. He's probably going to need some help.
Okay. As you look down on the man laying on the ground, he's got short black hair, very ragged, common clothes. Like I said, he's missing his left arm and left leg, and he doesn't appear to be breathing.
Not for nothing, but I do have a spare arm from a gnoll, if that can be used in any way.
We're going to Frankenstein him back together, and then we get at Bernie's this shit.
If you need, I'll go take a leg.
Hey, we're the good guys.
is he still bleeding?
It's not gushing out, but there is still blood.
Vitos, try to heal him. There's still blood coming out, which means his heart's pumping.
Okay. I want to use spare to dying on him.
Yeah, he's a fucking tourniquet.
Oh, okay.
We don't have to. We have magic.
Oh, never mind.
Hey, you know what would be great? To only have one arm and one leg in a world where, like, you know, they just found out about the wheel. Just saying. I mean, are we doing the right thing here, guys?
It's going to make your crutch real difficult.
It really is.
So you cast Spare the Dying, and nothing happens.
Nothing? All right, guys, I use Spare the Dying, and it's not coming back. I don't know if this...
Poor bastard.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah.
You think he could be one of the people that were in that boat that we're looking for?
Seems likely.
Well, he, regardless of where he came from, you know...
Still,
fucking
yeah.
Nobody should die like that.
Yeah. I mean,
being food.
Yeah. Let's bury him alive so he can die that way.
Let's give him a proper burial.
We should probably cut off his head to make sure.
Well, maybe not alive, but he's.
You cut to Reldis in court. Sir, why did you have so many heads? Well, Shin said.
That was a good idea at the time.
Reldis, why do you have so many heads? Because Shin kept taking fucking hats from everybody. Those things aren't going to wear themselves.
The Magulli family murders.
All right, so I want to start moving towards the cave stealthily.
Well, I mean, you guys are about 20 feet from the cave.
Is homie dead?
Yeah, he's dead. I tried doing Spare the Dying on him.
And he's dead?
He used Spare the Dying and nothing happened.
All right.
Did we rifle through what he has left in terms of clothes?
Yeah, I want to loot the bodies.
Yeah.
People
with
people
respect.
So as you're checking the body, you find nothing on him.
Not even a patchwork ham?
Not even a patchwork ham.
What about the gnoll?
Rock root. Didn't know.
The gnoll has a greatsword on him. It's very,
I don't know if this can happen, but
crude.
That's Vito's kill, so if he wants the greatsword, it should go to him.
It's a very crude greatsword. It looks more like a piece of metal that just has a handle on it. than an actual greatsword?
Eh, take it. We can at some point go to a blacksmith who can reshape it.
Or we can just sell it.
Or sell it.
Or that. Yeah.
Or smack shit in the fucking head with it because he keeps running.
But it does have a blade.
Although, you know, we could just put it into Vesta. I mean, you got a crappy sword in there, Bobo?
Yeah, I do, but I can put more.
All right.
I like putting stuff into Vesta.
Fair enough.
All right, so is that all that's on his person, just that sword?
That, and he is wearing a sort of half plate kind of, the gladiator.
Yeah.
Armor that has like just Greaves. the spaulder with the plate that comes across the chest. That's kind of what he's wearing. Light armor, just minimal padding across like the vitals.
Is there any intel of any kind? There's no maps, no.
Okay. Nothing else on him.
The Heroes of Helios is brought to you by
The Regulator.
Do you need a stool softener? Do you need a stool hardener? Now you can achieve total stool domination. How does it work? Motherfucking magic! The Regulator from Empire Apothecary. Empire Apothecary, the Emperor says you have to buy our products.
I'm Garotter Gary for Dead End Boneless Ice Cream. While lopping off heads and torturing the enemies of the Empire as an Imperial Executioner, the prisoners would have ice cream for the last meal, but the bones, they always hurt their teeth. So the missus and I perfected boneless ice cream. Now they have the perfect last meal and it doesn't hurt their teeth. We have all four delicious flavors. Vanilla, Malinorian vanilla, Galifixian vanilla, and my favorite, chocolate. Get a bowl or a chitlin cone filled with your favorite flavor, a dead-end boneless ice cream. Now serving all of Helios in two convenient locations.
Dead-end boneless ice cream. It's boneless.
All bones are new to Mother Magdalene's home for orphans.
Now back to the show.
All right, let's move inward into the cave.
Sure, we need to take that armor with us, though, because
We can always sell that.
Well, too. We can grab it on the way back out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to use it for a cooking surface. I think we can for grilling would be pretty good.
Okay, so you guys are in the front of the cave.
I figure we're all just heading towards the cave in there.
Well, you guys are all at the mouth of the cave now. Everyone, give me a perception check.
Perception.
12 for Reldis.
20 for Vitos.
9.
6.
Okay, so Shen, you're kind of just staring off at the trees on the outside. You're not really even looking in the cave. Bobo, you were in here recently, so you aren't paying too much attention. You already seen this area. You're waiting to get to the places you haven't seen yet. But Reldis and Vitos, you two noticed that about 25 feet to your left, there's a room that branches off. And a bit further at the end of the hall, you can see a room going to the left and the right.
All right. Guys, if I can see correctly, I'm seeing a couple rooms in there. There's one a little bit towards our left, and then there's another room straight forward in the cave.
Well, let's check the one to the left first.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a torch or something. Is it lit in there? Or?
Yeah.
It is dimly lit.
And it looks like a dumpster.
Dude. Wait, I'm sure I have a torch for
We all have dark vision, don't we?
I do.
I think we all do, so it'll be a non-issue.
And I do have a torch in my equipment.
I don't think they do.
Halflings?
Yeah, I don't think halflings don't get dark vision.
Well, then I stand corrected.
How about this? I pick Shen up, and I carry him around like a baby doll.
Make sure he doesn't run away?
To make sure he doesn't run away. So I'm carrying Shen like a baby.
On your hip?
So actually, Vitos, you... Because I'm an idiot and I didn't look at that beforehand.
Who runs Barter Town?
You don't... you can't see the rooms in the back. You can just see darkness as the cave keeps going.
But I can't
see
the left.
You do see the one room on the left.
Okay. Well, Rodas, I have a torch, so I'm going to just give it to you. If you want to lead the way, I'm not going to...
All right. Okay. You guys gonna spark up that torch?
Let's spark
up some rock roots.
All right, so that torch is lit. You guys got a nice light being spread throughout the dungeon. You can see. You guys making your way up to the room to the left?
Yes.
As you guys make your way up to the room to the left, you guys do all have the map, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right, cool.
No, there's
more. You make it up to the sleeping area. In here, you can see a few cots, some hay, some terribly made beds can be found, and in one corner, you can see a box.
Ooh, I would like to investigate that box.
Okay. Give me an investigation check.
15.
Ooh. As you're searching through the box, you find just a bunch of clothing that the gnolls may have stripped from some of their enemies, victims, prisoners. You're digging through the box. You feel something hard at the bottom. You reach down further until you can get a good grasp on it, and you pull it up, and you found a small ivory elephant.
Small. Oh, guys, look at this. It's an elephant.
Ooh,
nice.
Oh, nice. Cute toy. Right.
Sweet.
Is there anything else in that box of evidence of war crimes?
Yeah, because I'm not seeing anything on these beds. These beds look horrible.
I'm pretty sure it's just the elephant.
Those beds look like something out of a meth house.
Yeah, it looks atrocious.
That is disgusting.
Goodness.
And I'm a dirty, fat dwarf.
All right, so I pocket the elephant.
I also apologize. I said ivory. It's a marble elephant.
Oh, well, I pocket that, too.
Well, that's good, because ivory's illegal.
So what are you guys doing now?
Let's keep looking.
All right, yeah, moving. So I guess we'll back out to the hallway.
Okay.
I'm still carrying Shin like a baby.
And just to be clear, are we facing north? Because I don't want to confuse anyone.
We're facing up.
Thank you, Bezos.
That's why I said you should lead the way.
Thank you.
We went to the same public school.
You guys aren't actually on the map, so don't worry about like which space you're moving and everything.
Well, I'm just trying to get some.
But you guys are in that little shitty bedroom that I made.
Okay.
So you guys are headed back out to the hall. You guys want to continue straight up?
Yeah, we'll head up to that next room.
Okay. As you guys make it to the next room,
find a patchwork ham.
Actually, as you guys make it in to the room in the back, first off, you can see that there is a hallway to your right that splits off to two other rooms.
Okay.
To your left, you can, in the room you're currently in, you can see a large table with a bunch of varied meats and turkeys, deer, rotten meats. You can see some arms, legs of people. You can see a carcass of one person that's just been split open on the middle of the table.
What was going on here? Jesus. The smell. Eating.
Not for nothing, though. Is that pig okay? Is it edible?
It does look pretty healthy.
Give me an investigation check.
Okay. So I'm kind of hungry.
Oh, you know what? I think I have
17.
You can see a small plate of ham that looks pretty okay to eat.
The Heroes of Helios is brought to you by...
Welcome, fellow travelers. Have you ever experienced doubt and despair in your beliefs? Bring the little ones here at Vacation Zola School. You'll learn all about your glorious mission granted to us by the great and terrible Lord Zolot. This is your call to spread the word to our glorious Savior. Don't forget... Is assured. Balance is not. Zola.
Did a wizard sell you a pitiful potion?
Gorgon and Gorgon.
Did the livery sell you a wonky donkey?
Gorgon and Gorgon.
Do you suffer an enemy that can only be killed by an avalanche of court filings?
Gorgon and Gorgon. Gorgon and Gorgon. Disintegration for the people.
Now back to the show.
Don't worry, guys. I have purified food and drinks. All right, so I can purify if it looks healthy.
Yeah, but is it pork or is it long pork?
Yeah, is that people ham?
Yeah.
We'd become very different people if we eat people ham.
Yeah. The ham looks delicious.
Okay, that's long pork.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm hungry.
You are a man that paves his own way. I will not
don't worry.
I will not judge, but I will not partake.
I will cast the purify foods and drinks.
Can't make it not people, though, man.
Long pork is people. It's people.
From the poison and disease.
I'm not people. I'm a dwarf. I'm hungry.
If you're hungry, I'm not going to stop you.
Hey, Gerald,
meat is people, too.
Make sure you're not sick.
I just want some Fritos.
Soylent Knoll.
Soylent Knoll.
Soylent Knoll.
Where do you think a fucking McRib comes from?
Fair enough.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know where a McRib comes from.
I really
from.
Don't either. I used to work there.
I know. I mean, is that why they only offer it three times a year? Because the diversion from the hot dog industry in terms of pig's anuses?
It's a gift from God. He hands it down to us once a year. It's like manna from heaven.
Which God? Tainteract?
Bubba, do you want to eat that for real?
Yeah, I do. I'm hungry.
Okay, then I will cast the purify food.
Okay.
I don't know if that gets me any
hits. So you back, cast purify food and drink.
Oh, this is where I die.
You know, this is one of the mistakes that they commonly make in fairy tales.
All magical food and drink within a 5-foot radius sphere centered on a point of you choose is rendered free of poison and disease. So you're gonna clean
I'm casting
that plate.
at the pork. The
yeah, that yeah. one plate of food yeah, that he was staring drooling at.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and give me a constitution saving throw, Bubba.
To see if I shit my pants.
Well, I mean, I purified it, so it should be good.
You remove poison and disease. It doesn't stop it from being rotten.
Gross, 10.
Your dwarven constitution has saved you. As you down the meat.
You're welcome.
It's only been sitting out for a few days, you know. Okay. It's fine.
I'll eat around the rot.
Yeah. How you do.
It's not something a little hot sauce can't take care of.
As well as the table with the meats and some random broken assorted chairs around the table, you can also see a large throne kind of in the back. It seems to be torn up a little bit, but it also has some jewels encrusted into the headboard.
I'd really like to have that in my Devastar.
Yeah, definitely would like to loot that.
Do you want to take the whole chair or just loot what's on it?
We're going to loot what's on it because I'm sure the chair is very heavy, but I would love to have that in my wagon so that I can...
Well, maybe we can come back later.
Yeah, so I can rule my little world.
Before we do anything else...
Let's get them jewels.
Does anybody need healing?
Wouldn't hurt. I'm at 33.
Yeah, 33. Okay.
Hey, Shin, you okay? Yeah, I know you are. Shut up.
I feel attacked.
Here's the thing. If somebody heals me, though, I'm holding you, so it'll be okay.
I just assumed you had to put me down to eat.
Nope. I just held you like a baby at a state fair. All right. I just went full Walmart.
So are you leaving the throne? Are you
We're going to leave the throne, but we're going to loot it
and take all
the jewels and stuff.
So
yeah.
On the top of the throne, you can see... 5 gems up there. Who's gonna pop them out?
I do.
All right, go ahead and give me a strength throw.
While he's doing that, I would definitely. I would
and
like
where
to
are you using to pop them out?
Knife.
Okay.
16.
All right. So as you just go through and just like opening up an oyster, you just boop, 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 boop.
Bobo, the D-dazzler.
You popped out. 5 gems, a ruby, an Ooh. Emerald, an amethyst, a diamond, an ape topaz, all worth 25 gold pieces.
Sweet.
Also,
I'm gonna interrupt. I'm gonna give those jewels to Vitas because he stabbed that fucker in the fucking throat.
Oh, thanks, man.
So. Also, there is a
add that to your shed.
Appreciate it.
There's a pendant that seems to be stuck at the very top of the throne as well.
Is it the little blue amulet?
It is not the little blue amulet.
Here's a question, though. Does the throne or the amulet look familiar? Like, is there anything about it that gives us, you know, like, pause of where it may have come from? Because I really doubt the gnolls built.
They didn't get it from Thrones R Us either.
I mean, they could have, but we won't know unless...
Bubba, I'm using Cure Wounds plus 14 for you.
So...
Okay, thanks.
On
little buddy.
On the pendant, you can see it has a depiction of 2 jackal heads facing outwards from each other.
Does that compute at all? Or is there a roll that we can make?
It seems like that reminds me of something from Bart.
Was that right next to Clown College?
Everyone can give me a history check.
6.
Ha ha! 21!
Let's go!
9.
16.
Shin and Reldis, you recognize, Shin, you recognize the symbol as a god, but you aren't quite sure which god it is. You know, through 1 + 1 = 2, probably the Null God. Reldis, from your studying in Kaldor and having a temple to the many gods in your home city, you recognize this symbol as the Null's god, Grokthraka.
Oh. The Nulls worship a dirty, dirty pagan god. That's the symbol of Grokthraka.
Oh, that's right, Grokthraka. Yeah,
the god of cruelty, torment, and cannibalism.
It's horrible. There's freaking bodies everywhere right now.
It's crazy.
I want to pop the amulet out.
All right, give me a strength check.
5. My knife is wonky. Will you mind popping this out for me, please?
No, I'll give it a whirl. Pull my knife out, trying to get it.
Might need 2 hands on that, Bobo.
All right, what do I need to roll? I had a nat 20, 24 total.
Nat 20?
Yes.
You walk up and you put your knife away and just grab the pendant with your hands and rip it out of the throne.
Well, jeez. Maintaining eye contact with me. Yes.
Just staring down Reldis like, really? Really?
I didn't use the big arm either. I used my smaller one.
Jazz hands, with or without whistling spirit fingers.
All right, so... Bobo, you now have a pendant of Grokthraka.
Haha, I got it. You don't.
That's all you guys can really see in this room.
So what does this pendant do?
It doesn't do anything.
Is it worth money?
Well, we can find out.
Is there a roll that he can make to see if it's worth anything?
Yeah, history. Either way, it's going in my wagon.
You can make... You know what? Yeah, you can make a history check. As a...
Everybody?
No, just Bobo.
Never mind. It's a 5.
Looks like just any other amulet to you.
It's going
to
look real pretty on my wall next to that fucker's arm and his buddy's nipple with an arrow in it.
Can you imagine how bad that wagon stinks?
Yeah. I mean, it's been out there for a minute.
Yeah. Don't ride in it.
So you guys...
smells like memories.
Moving along.
Yeah, let's move on back out to the hallway.
Right, did you guys pop back out into the hallway across from you? Boop.
Okay.
You can see room in the darkness. Reldis and Bobo, right? You can see that it splits off into 2 rooms. Yeah, but Shin, Vithos, you just see blackness.
Okay.
Which is fine because I'm carrying Shin like a child.
I'm sorry, you have your...
Somebody
you have the fucking torch. Reldis, you have the torch.
Yeah.
I forget you guys lit that.
And I have dark vision.
So you guys can all see that it splits off into two rooms. The one to the right goes off a little ways, and you can't really see into it. The one on the left, you can see some boxes, but that's all you can really see from where you are.
Ooh, well, some boxes, guys?
Yeah.
I'm going to loot it.
Let's check the room to the left.
Okay. All right. So as you run up into the room to the left, you can see there are... 2 crates marked with a hawk with wings spread, holding a banner in one talon and a scepter in the other, wearing a 5-pointed crown. Everyone give me a history check.
15.
18.
5.
11.
So everyone except for Shin pretty easily recognizes this as the Empire's symbol.
The Heroes of Helios is brought to you by...
Are you having trouble achieving full love hammer? Can't satisfy your woman? Well, then try Hard Rod's Keep Her Happy, the Little Blue Amulet. Now with 60% more gladiator sweat. Simply place the little blue amulet around your neck an hour before, and your love hammer will be hard, erect, and ready to storm walls. Keep Her Happy, the Little Blue Amulet. Available at Ray Spectacular's Magical Encounterments.
If erection lasts more than 4 hours, we were honestly surprised, but definitely see someone about that, because that's weird.
The truths you were sold were a lie. The Pantheon that you were raised to worship are not the stability that we were promised. But the truth has been revealed. Under the great Emperor Theodas Syred, the true Pantheon has been reconnected to our world, and the paradise we deserve can be achieved. all those who truly believe in the Ancient Ones can feel their benevolent guidance course through the black mist as it brings you the euphoria you deserve. With each sacrifice, we present our loving divinity brings us one step closer to their beauty being back in Malinar. Join us this temple day to learn the truth of the world and be amongst the true gods. Join the truth. Join the sacred. Join the order.
Now back to the show.
Shen's just happy I'm carrying him, huh?
Well, I'm not unhappy about it.
He's nuzzled up.
His sweet little legs can't keep up.
It's kind of cozy.
Bobo, do you see that?
I do. He's, I do.
What's the Empire doing here?
Yeah, right?
Maybe they stole it.
Maybe they stole it?
The gnolls?
Guys, these gnolls might be a bigger threat than what we imagine right now. They're taking random people and people from the Empire.
I'll be honest with you. I think the biggest threat is that we're in a place with a bunch of stuff stolen from the Empire, and there's no real gnolls around. How are they going to know it's not us stolen?
How do you, we have the head of the gnoll.
Hang on. How do you know they stole it? How do you know the Empire isn't hired to do some shit?
Ooh.
You make an interesting point, my friend.
Let's do some more investigation, guys.
Wheels within wheels.
Yeah, I want to start checking crates.
Yeah, I want to start checking crates,
specifically
too,
to see if I can find something as big as the Empire would have some kind of documentation.
I want to continue holding Shen aggressively.
Yeah, someone should.
I'm going to help him look for the crates, too.
Someone should look for a shipping invoice.
I want to start checking crates and plotting my murder of Shen. Start rolling a new character, Bob.
I'm just going to keep nuzzling Shen while you guys look. Because he is not running away again.
I wish it was the character.
Get off my lap!
The Heroes of Helios is brought to you by...
Hey, dude, do you think we should go north?
I was thinking more northeast.
Guys, I think we need to go up.
You need up, dog.
What's up, dog?
Not north, dog. Tired of sounding dumb around your friends while trying to find your way? Come to UpDog Map Reading School. We'll teach you things like direction, orienting the map, finding position, understanding Mother Eltriothi and her beautiful waves that she blesses us with. Come to UpDog Map School so you don't sound like 9-year-olds running away from home, bro.
This Sona, Grimflagon Summer Concert Series continues. Pauly Crude live at Grimflagon's. Come see the legendary rock band as they play all their hits. You'll hear songs like Gnome Sweet Gnome, Healer Feel Good, and the classic Giddy Up My Heart. Pauly Crude live at Grimflagon's. 10G at the door. Advance tickets available at Bill's house around the corner.
This is Shen Maguli. I love Grimflagon's.
Now back to the show.
All right, so as you go digging in through the... there's two crates. Who's digging in through them?
I'm going to dig in one. I hand the torch.
I mean, if you want, they're big enough. People can get one crate.
All right,
I'll hold the torch because I'm also holding shit.
Yeah, you hold the torch. Vethos, you and I will pop the first crate open.
All right, so pick A or B.
A.
Yay.
I'll go ahead and pack both. All right, so... Raldus, you're searching box
That's
A, and Vethos, you're searching box B. Go ahead and give me investigation checks.
Oh, motherfucker.
9.
Natural 1.
Good job, guys.
Shit.
But we might need some help.
Vethos has opened up the crate and started rifling through everything. You can see that there are different pieces of weapons in there. There's a couple short swords, couple bows. That's about it.
Guys, I'm seeing some weapons in this crate.
Okay.
Reldis, you don't know how to open the box. You can't find the latch. It's still closed.
Good job, dummy.
Bobo, you want to play tradesies? I'll hold the torch and Shen, and you see if you can manhandle this because
sure.
I think I got some sawdust in my eye.
Of course you did, Lightfoot.
So I take Shen by the collar. I let his feet touch the ground, but not a lot.
All right, trust fund. Let's see what I can do. What do you need me to roll?
Give me an investigation check.
All right, stand by. Nat 20, 22.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. All right.
You walk up to the box, flick it open with your finger, start just throwing shit out.
Oh, I thought it was one of those push-pull situations.
Oh, it does both.
Just don't let Shane get away.
You start throwing out some tarps.
Okay.
You get to some common clothing, and the bottom of the barrel or box, you can find 4 bottles that have a light red blood color in the bottles.
So they're not PBRs.
They are not.
Damn it, because those things will get you drunk.
Four bottles of light red blood color, as well as there are a couple tarps and some common clothing in the box as well.
Maybe some fancy wine?
I want to pop one of these bottles open and at least smell it. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Okay, give me a an investigation check.
15.
So you pop it open. Give it a little sniff. Give it a little look, closer inspection. From what you can tell, it appears to be a potion of healing.
Nice.
What'd you find, Bobo?
Potions of healing. 4
Sweet.
Bottles.
Sweet.
With notes of cherry root.
That's what gives it that blood red hue.
It's true. It's
just so,
who's not at max hit points? I know Shin is.
I'm only a couple down. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm only a couple down too.
Yeah, me too. So I think we need to stow these and put them in my Devasta.
Okay.
For later usage.
I think we should all pocket one. Yeah. That way, in a pinch.
How do I add that to my inventory?
So you're each going to take one of the potions?
Yeah.
Do you guys have other potions? Do you guys not have any potions? Are these the only potions you have?
Yes.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, shit.
It's the only thing I've got.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have any idea how to add
I know you got your staff.
I have my staff.
But I guess you guys don't have any potions.
And now a word from the articulate gnoll.
Yes. I believe I'll have the horse rib and rectum sausage covered in marmalade.
Vetted with sir.
Good evening, friends. Did you know that a pig once killed a child, so they arrested it, put it in prison, tried it, found it guilty, and executed the damn thing by hanging? You do now.
So they've been hoarding healing potions, weapons, clothes. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's...
We still need to figure out, did they steal this, or was it given to them?
We all know that if this was given to them, this is a much bigger problem than...
Right. But we need to know for sure whether or not this, I don't...
But either way, they're getting these crates from somewhere.
Right.
So
I understand that. Mm-hmm. But we need to understand where they're getting them from, because that's more important than them having the crates. Because if they're given to them, we have a real fucking problem.
Yeah.
If they're stealing them, they're all fucking dead. This problem's over.
Yeah.
Anybody have any paper?
Well, I think maybe we search the rest of these crates and see if we... Is there any... Let me ask you, DM. Is there any... Is there anything that we can see that might make... How do I word this? I'm looking at the boxes. Is there anything I can see that might tell me if these were stolen or given?
Give me another investigation check.
Can we all do that?
Yeah, everybody can do it. In that case, give me a just a group check then. Yeah, everyone just roll investigation.
I got a 14.
14.
12 for Roldis.
13 for Vitos.
18.
Yeah. From what you guys can tell, you're not sure. They just have the boxes.
Guys, that's still fine, because we all know that these crates are from the Empire. So maybe we can just go to the nearest Empire and try to find out. Have they had issues with Knowles?
Does anybody have paper in their equipment?
Empire office?
I mean...
Imperial Affairs?
I mean, yeah. it has to be some...
They have a public affairs department?
I mean, maybe some town around here. Maybe they can tell us a story. Maybe they... been hit. Obviously, there's a lot of boxes here.
That's Luke going to the Star Troopers to fucking yell about the Jawas.
Okay. Hey, you know they got your stuff over here?
Hey, they stole some shit, right?
Empire is bad.
You know they steal everything over here, right? Go get them. They have my shit, too.
Hey, guys, the real question isn't where these boxes came from. The question is, why would the Empire want to shut the river down?
Well, we don't know that that's what they're doing, though, because we don't know where the how they acquired these boxes.
But I have two questions. One, is there anything else in this room? Two.
Yeah, more boxes.
Would Knowles smash crates and bring goods back with them, or would they take the time to carry boxes?
Give me a nature check.
We can all do that, right?
Just roll this.
Okay, I have the same question. So I want to do it too.
Also, is it possible that the ferry was transporting these goods?
19.
19? You can... all right, just you, Bubba. You can roll too.
13.
13?
Yeah, so it didn't matter.
Well, it did matter because you guys are putting your brains together.
Yeah.
I give Bubba a look.
All right. And I give him a look like, why are you looking at me like that, you fucking weirdo?
And he's just like,
Two and two.
Want to put Shannon in a box?
Not wrong.
Thinking about some of the things that you've learned about Knowles in your past, Reldis, you start to remember some things. Knowles travel in warbands, and since most Knowles only speak through various yips and howls, they paint their manes to make them easily distinguishable at a glance. Some Knowles are able to speak Abyssal, those that are blessed by their god, Grokthraka. And although they have limited tactical capabilities, they follow orders exceptionally well, especially if led by a sentinel, shaman, or alpha. As far as what a Knoll finds as treasure, Knolls find truly little to be considered treasure. If it can kill or protect them, then that's what they consider to be treasure.
So that answered fucking nothing.
I think it did.
Well, I think it did, because I think a Knoll would have just taken something shiny and moved on. They're not going to take the time to take crates.
This was done under command.
Somebody brought
the crates. I see what you're saying. Yeah, so somebody gave this shit to him. They're working for the fucking empire.
God.
For fuck's sake.
Oh, the mist. The black mist.
Yeah.
And what about those warbands? Are there multiple ones in the area, maybe? Maybe we can kind of... try to interrogate one of these.
Now that I think we all agree that they were given the shit.
Yeah,
right.
I feel like Shin
and I think we
Bobo
all agree.
And Reldis all kind of. Yeah. It all hits at the same time. Like there ain't no way they're just gonna bring crates.
Right. So
we need to crack
it was given
off
to them. We need it needs to be given to us because we killed all those fucks. And so we definitely need. I'm gonna grab Devasta from where we left her.
That's going to take a minute.
Well, let's okay. finish.
Because okay. you right. did leave right. Devasta out back where you guys initially did the battle for the Titan.
Let's investigate, guys. Let's investigate the rest of this cave. Let's open up these crates. Let's figure out what's going on. And then I will go get Devasta and bring her up here. And we will wind that big bitch up.
You realize.
At some point. But let's investigate further here.
Yeah. So are you guys all just investigating together? Or are you going off to get devastated?
I'm staying for right now. So, I just want them to know at some point we're going to have to take that fucking long pork and the weapons.
Is there anything else in the room?
Just more boxes?
There actually was only the two crates that you saw.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I guess we're just not looking at that.
That's just decoration for the map. That's why I said don't pay attention. It's mostly just the grid squares that we're using.
Have we checked out the last room?
No, so we need to go investigate that.
In that
room,
you can also see, you know, on the floor, there's some tapestries that are all torn up that looks like the Knolls have taken from somewhere. And there's an assortment of javelins and spears. Some broken, some beat up, just laying on the floor.
Eventually, we'll take everything.
But they all look Knollish, right? They don't look like they came from somewhere.
Well, we need
the spears that you see on the ground look like they were crafted in the wild. They look crude.
Raldus, do we need to investigate the tapestry at all? You think, or
yeah, Shin, what's on the say? Tapestry?
You might as well investigate everything at this point.
Yeah,
since we're here, I'd like to investigate too.
I mean, because honestly, we're in, this is a crossroads, because if these Knolls are acting independently, then yeah, we may be able to make a little scratch because we brought the Empire back their stuff. Even though nobody's really a fan of the Empire, it doesn't matter. We need the money.
We need to identify the tapestries first, because that's who's been murdered here.
But if they've been hired to do this shit,
then
let's investigate.
We just unlocked a bigger thing, right?
Exactly. Let's all investigate the tapestries.
Yeah.
So everyone, give me an investigation check on, instead of investigation, give me a history check, please.
Bobo has a 10.
I have a 13.
6. Why did I even go to Bard College?
13 for Roldis.
13 for Vithos.
So Roldis and Vithos, you kind of recognize it a little bit. Bobo, you get a feeling that it's something that you know. Right. You know this, but you cannot place it.
Just can't place where I've seen this, I've seen it.
And then
sure.
Bing pops into Reldis' head. This is from one of the Dwarven clans from Krugerrath.
Which one?
You're not sure.
Bobo, is that Dwarven?
I believe so. It looks familiar. It looks like
something. But why would it
home.
Be here?
Dwarven, Bobo, as you start to look at it a little bit more, once he's mentioned that it's Dwarven, you can start to see the shapes and the symbols on the tapestry. You can give me one more investigation check. Investigation check as you look harder at it.
17, it's starting to look really familiar. I've seen it somewhere.
After you've given it a little bit closer inspection, you realize it's from the Dwarven clan of Darengar.
Yeah, it's what he said.
Okay. So,
Darengar.
I mean, at least we have a spot.
Why is there a clan tapestry, a Dwarven clan tapestry around Empire weapons? What in the flying shit is happening?
Should we at least go to that Dwarven clan, maybe find out?
Well, let's check this.
Surely they're missing people too. But yes, let's check.
Let's check this last room, and then we need to get some fresh air because we've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Just to add real quick, Bobo, you know that the clan of Darengar is from Nad Rouge.
I believe that's pronounced Darengar.
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 Oh, goodness! Our heroes are searching the cave and finding more questions than answers. This is Artemis Spellbottom reminding you to please like, subscribe, share, and leave a kind review. Will our cluster of chuckleheads find any evidence of the passengers? Or will they all be too busy trying to babysit Shin to find answers? Find out next time on the Articulate Knoll presents The Heroes of Helios!